We are learning Masechtas Megillah, Daf Tazayin Omer Beis, and we are beginning the bottom line of Tazayin Ba'alaf. It says in the Pasuk that when Yosef HaTzadik revealed himself to the brothers, he sent them home with presents. And it says, "Chulam nasan ish chalifais smolas." Everyone got one nice piece of clothing. V'yom nasan chamish chalifais got five sets of clothing. So V'yom gave more. After affecting Gemara, what's the problem this thing Yosef is doing? After Dovshin Star by Yosef Tzadik, Yosef Tzadik himself got Tsar. He was sold to Eved because of kinna, because of jealousy. Yekoshel boy, he should do the same thing. He should give five pieces of clothing to Binyamin. Domarav bar Mechas, Yomarav Chom bar Gur, Yomarav Bishvil Mishkosh Shnei Shloam Milas, because of a weight of two Shloam Milas. Milas Rashi says in Shabbos means a fancy tzemer, fancy wool. Because of Ksenis Pasim, Shehosef Yaakov Yosef, that Yaakov gave more to Yosef over all the brothers. Sharechov, what happened? Because it happened to Skalgal Adava, the Yod of Shem Mitzrayim. That is why the Eden went to Mitzrayim. The whole Shiva Mitzrayim happened because of this jealousy. And the Mashah, the Taisvus, rather, in Mestep Shabbos, the Yod of Beis asked, what do you mean? They're supposed to go to Galus anyway. It says, but Bris of Mitzrayim, you go to Galus 400 years. And for Taisvus, no, it would have been like the Galus, like Yitzchak, the start from Yitzchak. They were not in their own homeland. But the Shiva, Taka happened because of this. The Shiva started earlier because they sold Yosef. So how can Yosef be over the same exact issa, the same exact issa, do the same thing of making jealousy that he had tzar from? Because Remez Ramaz Loi. He made a Remez. She also ben Losses Menu that there's someone coming out of a Yamin, a child coming out of a Yamin, she yates in a Melech with Chamisha Levushi Malchus, that will go out in front of the Melech with five different clothing of Malchus. Shneimar, it says in the Pasuk, Mordechai yotzom fei hamelech v'lvush Malchus, techeles is one, v'chur, v'aterazov, g'dayla, v'sachuch butz, v'argamon. So, therefore, he gave him five pieces of clothing. Freik d'alam afarshim, so what? It's like, they're not going to be jealous now? They know what's going to be here. The remes, is he doing it? No, we know how you're doing now. Remes for Mordechai. But still, they're going to be jealous. So, Maritz Chayis over here brings that from the Goyin, Shmak Apshat. He says, these five smallest were worth the same much as the one similar they gave to other brothers. Just the question was, then why give me five? Give him one like everyone else. Teretz is the remez of these five things. But it wasn't anything more. He just turned the one into five as a remez for Mordechai. It says in the Pasuk, Yipal Atzav Rebbe Yamin Achiv, it says that he fell on the neck of Yamin and he cried. Yipal Atzav Rebbe Yamin Achiv Ayev, over Yom Bachal Tzavar, of Yitzvah Tzadik, after he reveals himself, he falls on Biyamin's neck and he cries, and Biyamin cries on his neck. So the gears that we have is Tavarei Eloshin Rabim. Kama Tavarim Havel Biyamin. What? He had two Tavarim. Rav Elazar, Balcha Ashnei Mikdashim. He cried on the two Beis HaMikdashes that were in Biyamin's Chalik. Shasidin Lias Bechalkos of Biyamin. Vasidin Lecharov. We know Beis HaMikdash Rishon and Beis HaMikdash Sheni were both Charov, and they're both in the Chalik Biyamin. Biyamin Balcha Tavarov, Balcha Mishkan Shiloi. He cried on Mishkan Shiloh Shasidim Lias Bechalkos of Yosef. That was in Yosef's Chalik, Yosef's portion. So he cried on that. Vasa Lecharov. Now Rashi says, this isn't like the Kasha, the Kam Tzavarim. It says Tzavarim is a normal thing to use Shaloshin. And so therefore Rashi takes out that Girsa. So the Iyayam asks, Imkain, so how does he know that Biyamin cried, that Yosef cried on two Batim Mikdashim and Biyamin cried only on one? So he says, because it says by Yosef, Vayipol Vayevch. And by Biyamin, he says Bacha. It's a double Lashon by Yosef. That's how he knew it was two Batim
Mikdashim. He got the Beis HaMikdash after Mishkan.
What?
He already got to his
minute. Yeah, but each Rishon Shacharov is a tzar by itself. Each one's by tzar by itself. The Shiloh is also. He says, so he's makish your eyes, the Shvatim's eyes, to the eyes of Biyamin. Omra Balaz Amalhem, Kishem Shaim Belibi of Biyamin Achi, just like I know Tainus on Biyamin, my brother, Shlohoya B'mechirasi, he wasn't even there, B'shas the Mechira. Kach ain believe aleichem. Same thing. I have no tainus on you. That's the pasuk means. V'hinei aleichem rois ve'enei achav biyamin. Kipi amadav aleichem. Kipi can't leave me. What I'm telling you is the truth. That's my heart. Kipi means kipi can't leave me. The way I'm talking to you, that's exactly how I feel. That I have no tainus on you. So it says he sent back his brothers back to get Yaakov Avinu, bring him back. Asar chamerim noisim tov mitzrayim. 10 donkeys full of tov mitzrayim. Old wine, that's the Zakenim enjoy. There's obviously a Baal Turim there. There's a Kedem is referring to all the different Shisha Shisha Mishnah, five of them, and some say Das is the Tyrus, the sixth Ayin Sham. Vayechul gam echav vayipol lefanov. So it says after Yaakov Avinu was nifter, and they were scared that Yosef is going to be angry at them, they all went and fell in front of Yosef to ask him forgiveness. That's what people say, that the shu'al is the wolf, the fox, once a year is the king. Usually the ari is the king. But once a year, the fox is the king. And at that time, you bow down to him. So also, the brothers bow down to Yosef because talab in the sagale. Freit the Gemara, that's not Tala. Why should he be any less than his brothers? It sounds like all the brothers who bowed out to him, he was like the Tala. What do you mean? He was better than most of the brothers. He was older than Yamin. He was better than the Sfakas. So what does that mean? Tala bin Nisagale. Hello. You have to read on different pasuks. It says that Yaakov Avinu bowed down to Yosef when he came into him. Even though a father should not bow down to a son, but now that he was king, we say the marshal Tala b'in nesagale. So it says that Yosef answered the brothers when the brothers came after Yaakov was nifta to ask mechila. He tries to menachem them. He makes them feel better. He says va'yinachem oisam v'idava elibam. He said something that talk to their hearts. What does that mean? Amar Yom Rayefes Amar Ravalos Amar Lamech Amar Lehem Dvarim Shemuskabim Lelev. Words that makubal on the heart. What did he say? What did he say, Yosef? Ma'asar neiros lo yuchlu kavis derecha. Just like 10 neiros couldn't be mechaba one there, which is me. 10 brothers could not destroy me, Yosef. Ner echad me, Yosef. Hechi yuchlu kavis asar neiros. How could I distinguish? How could I extinguish 10 neiros? It says in the pasuk further in the Megillah. The way Rashi learns the Gemara is that Yamin, that Haman Harasha was geizer not to learn Torah, not to keep Yontif, like it says before, Pesach Yom Shabbos Yom, not to keep Mila. And this pasuk says that after they killed Haman, the pasuk says, you see that Oyer is Torah, Simcha is was Yontif. It's referring to Yontif. Sasain, when it says the word Sasain, Mila. Mila is called happiness. Which is referring to Mila, because by Mila it says, Lashon Vayomer Hashem El Avram Ba'ata Abrisi Tishmar. And you find also that the Lashon Sasain, because David was happy when he went into the bathhouse, he saw he doesn't have Torah mitzvah, but he has the Mila, he was happy. Vyakar, which is covered El Tefillin, that's Tefillin. The pasuk says, that you'll be wearing tefillin, and all of the nations of the world will respect you. So you see, but Tanya, Rav Elazar, God, tefillin shebarosh, that gives you respect and kavod. That's what yikar means. And the pasuk says that they hung the 10 bnei Haman on the pole. Ves pashandasa, the whole pasuk. Ves pashandasa, ves dalfin, ves espasa, ves perasa, ves alidaya, ves aridasa, ves pamashta, ves arisa, ves aridai, ves vaisasa. All the 10 of the Aseres Behaman. Aseres Behaman. On Vahad, the Miyafo, Aseres Behaman, Vaseres, and the word Aseres, Tzoruch Lamamirnu B'Neshima Achas. You have to say it in one breath. My time, what's the reason? Kulu Vahad Adon Naf Mesh Vesayu. Because they all died at one time. So therefore, you have to say in the Megillah all at one breath. And as far as we get, it's not Ma'akev, but it's a mitzvah say it in one breath. On Rabbi Echon, Vav Devaizasa, Tzoruch Lamamsecha, you have to make it long, Bezakifa. Straight, Kimurida Libris. Like these oars they use when they go down the river of Libris. Means it has to be a tall stick. My timer, what's the reason? Because they all were hung on this long pole. Now, what does that mean to lengthen the Vav of Ayisasa? So the Rosh brings down Tupsatim. Yes, Mefarshim Moisech Bekriyasa. That when you lane it, you go Vayisasa. You say Vav a long time. For Yesh Mefarshim V'Ksivasa, well, it's written. V'Hima Alpha Beis Oysis Gedolis. You look in the Megillah, the Vav is very long. That's the other Pshat, two Pshatim, the Rishonim, what? To means to make the Vav very long. Either means V'Ksivasa or V'Kriyasa. What? No one does V'Kriyasa because they have to do it in one breath, a little hard. Omrachim Papa, Darush Rav Shila Ishkfarat Marasa. Kol HaShirois, All shiras in the Torah and Tanakh, kulam nichtavayis ariach agav levena, levena agav ariach. And according to Rashi, what it means is that, like, if you know what parshas b'shach, the shira and b'shach looks like, there are there's letters beginning, and then you have a space, then the middle, then a space, and the next line is the opposite. It has under the spaces, it has the letters, and under the letters a space. So it's ariach agav levena. Levena is a space of two letters, and ariach means one letter at a time is a riach, because a brick is a half a levena. So it means it's like small bricks top of big bricks, and that's the way it's set up. Masha Enkein, as we know, the Seres Bnei Haman are lined up on top of each other, two rows on top of each other. So all shiras are riach gav levena, levena gav riach, chutz mashira zu, besides for this shira, which is Seres Bnei Haman, umalcha kanan, that's the malachim of Canaan that Yeshua killed, Shariach Gavariach Velvena Gavarilvena. And why is that? My timer. Shlaita Tukumulam Pelosim. We don't want a place for them to stand. When you have Ariach Gavarilvena, you have those by the spaces, under the spaces, you have a place where the letters are. You have a place to stand, and then under you have a place to stand, so we don't want them a place to stand. Therefore, it's two rows. And the Farshim asked already, the Ran, the Shain already asked, what about Parashat Hazinu? If anyone saw Parashat Hazinu, they'll see that it's written also, not a real Gabriel Vein, it's written like two rows. So why is that? So the answer is there was talking about Rasham, but why isn't it counted over here? So on that, the Meiri answers, because it's only talking about Shiras that were done on Nes. And Azino was not done on Nes, was not set on Nes, therefore doesn't have this, not counted in this Klalim over here. It says, the pasuk starts off sounding like the melech was not happy. It says, "V'yemer haMelech leEsther Malka, v'Shushan Abira Hargu Yehudim ve'Abed Chomesh Meis Ish v'Seseres Bnei Haman." In Shushan, they killed 500 people and the Temnei Haman. M'Shar Medinas haMelech Ma Osu Ma Sheilo Seich V'Nosu Lach Malkos V'Oseos. Pasuk sounds like that he's upset at Esther, saying, "You know, you killed 500 people." Then he says, "Whatever you want, I'll do for you." Pasuk doesn't read. Am Ravo Melamed Shibam Malach V'Sotu Apiv. The Malach came and changed his tone of his words. He was first going to have a taina on Esther, and then he changed it to make it nice and ask her what she wants. It says in the pasuk also, "Vavalfei Amalek Omar Emar Sefer." It says in the talking about the nes of Purim, it says, "Uvavoya lefnei Amalek Omar Emar Sefer Yoshev Achshav Tehara Shachoshav Al Yehudim." And it says, "Omar She Amra She Came Fnei Amalek Omar Emar Sefer Omar Amra Mabayale." So we're going with Taisus Pshat. We're saying Taisus Pshat. Omra Boile, Omra Vyechran, Omra Loi, she said to Achsheresh, Yemer Peh Mashkos Masefer. Good, you're writing the Sefer, that you're revoking the Gzeira, but say it Peh also, that everyone should know about it right here. So that's what he said. Omra, he told Achsheresh, you say it Peh. That's why Taisus learns this Gemara. Rashi has a different Pshat that's talking about a whole different thing. It's talking about how Mordechai said that they should read over the Megillah, all these words in the Megillah. That's what Omar means, going on Mordechai. Ayin Rashi. Dr. Maravite, it says at the end of the Megillah, Divrei Shalom Ve'emes, that the Megillah is referred to as Divrei Shalom Ve'emes. It's called Divrei Shalom, and that, the Mepharshim say, is because that they wrote the Megillah was not going to bring any fights or controversy by the Goyim, because they knew about it anyway. Like it says, like it's already written Divrei Yom. But what's Ve'emes? Amrav Tanchum, Amri Lo, Amrav Asi, Melamet Shetricha Sirtut Kamitash Otayra. That the Megillah needs sirtut like a mitzvah of Torah. Rashi says a mitzvah of Torah is like a sefer Torah. Shukah sefer needs sirtut. Lachem Eshev Sinai, same thing. Megillah. It's really mechalik to show him if Torah needs sirtut. Maybe only a mezuzah needs sirtut. So others are learned different than the Gemara. But Rashi learns it means like a sefer Torah. It says vayit in the pasuk that umayme Esther kiyem, that part of the nes came from umayme Esther. And the Mara has a kasha. So Mayma Esther in Divrei Hashem Esloi, it didn't come from the fast. And you have to read from the pasuk before. It says Divrei Hashem Esvezakasam Umayma Esther Kiyim together, and that all together brought the nes. Amaviyichron Divrei Hashem. So Mayma Esther Kiyim is Kiyim is Meyapur Meila. And the last pasuk in the Megillah says Ki Mordechai Yehudi Mishnah Malach Hashverish VeGodol La Yehudim. So it says he was rotsui. He was most of the people loved him, but loy lechalachom, not everyone. Melamed shapirshu made a mix of Sahedrin. Some of Sahedrin left him What's pshat? Rashi says because, and we'll see in the Gemara's Mukhach that, Rashi says because he left learning Torah and went into Askanas. Rashi, the words of Rashi are, Tfisha batal medivrei Torah v'nichnas asrara. Someone who leaves the Torah and goes into Askanas is a big zach, but it's not the same as learning Torah. There's nothing like a Kohelian Gaman. There's nothing like Kohelian Gaman. The Sanhedrin left him. Amar Rav Yosef, Godel Talmud Torah, Yosef Matzal Slefashis. Talmud Torah is bigger than Matzal Slefashis. The Mekara Choshel, the Mardukai, Basad Alek. By the beginning, he used to count Mardukai after four Nevi'im. Ubusayif, but after he got a job in the government, Basach Hamisha. He was after five Nevi'im. Mekara Ksiv, before the story of Mordechai went up there to Israel twice. He went up there to Israel on the first time they tried to build the Beis Mikdash in times of Kairish. He went up with Zerubbabel. That was 24 years before the second time Mordechai came up together with Ezra. Ezra came up 24 years later. Ezra came up like 5 or 6 years after they built the Beis Mikdash. They started building the Beis Mikdash for the second time. He came up 24 years later. So the first passage says, Shabo im Zerubbabel, Yeshua, Nehemiah, Seroya, Re'aliah, and Mardukai Balsham. So it says Mardukai after four Nevi'im. Ubsoif Ksiv, when it came the second time together with Ezra, it says Abba Mizrubavel, Yeshua, Nehemiah, Azariah, Ra'amiah, Nechmani, Mardukai Balsham. After five. So you see, he lost his status a little bit. Avadi was still Mardukai, still a big tzaddik, but he lost his status a little bit. He went into Askanas, he lost his status a little bit. What? Zerubbabel
also went up twice.
Zerubbabel also went up twice, yeah. As it sounds like the pasuk. Because why didn't Ezra go up right away? Why did Ezra wait 6 years to go up? Why didn't he go up with Zerubbabel? Why did he wait a bunch of years to go up? Zerubbabel sounded like he went up earlier. Zerubbabel went up to build Beis Mikdash, but he also went up twice, but he went up earlier. Now why did Ezra wait until the seventh year to go up? To go up. I'm not 100% sure about Zerubbabel. The pasuk sounds like he went up again. But I'm not sure. The Kumi Zerubbabel never came back. That I'm not sure about. Akaponim, it says that why did Ezra wait until later to go up? His Rebbe, Ezra's Rebbe was Baruch Ben Neria. Ezra did not leave his Rebbe. He wanted to learn Torah. He did not leave his Rebbe to go to the Beis Mikdash until after his Rebbe died and he learned all his Torah. Then he went up to the Beis Mikdash. You see from here, Godel Talmud Torah, Yosef, and Binyan Beis Mikdash.